At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Don't sweat the technique. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Hey, come out and join us Friday. Summer circuit continues. Join us every week as we visit different restaurants all over the greater Houston area. And each week, you can register to win our grand prize of the summer. A pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company. $4,000 value for registration. Stop by the promo table of the broadcast. This week, we're going to my old neck of the woods, Humble, Texas. We're going to be out at Brick House Tavern and Tap. Come out, join us Friday noon to 6 at Brick House Tavern and Tap in Humble. Find the entire summer circuit schedule at ESPN975.com. Relive those glory years when I hit 400. My senior year of high school, 400 hitter, like old Al Bundy, got eliminated in the second round of the playoffs. The mall across the street from the Brick House Tavern, where I stomped my feet many times. Blankers doesn't like talking about me. He always gives me deadpan
silence.
You do
more than enough for both of us. You don't know me. I don't care.
I know you better than you know me, and you did deadpan me whenever I started talking about my old glory days.
No,
that did happen.
I didn't react at all, but go ahead.
That's deadpanning. That's silence.
Okay.
You did. You big leagued me. Talking about me, and you didn't want to talk about me, so you gave me nothing so we would stop.
I have nothing to say.
You don't want to hear about my two hits? My two hits that were 2 for 5, 400 batting average?
We've heard about them.
We heard about one. You didn't hear about the other one.
Whether it be the individual hits or not.
One of those two hits was off Jay Bruce.
We've heard stats.
What did you hit in high school?
I'd have to go back and look.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. I won't bring up myself anymore.
You can ask a couple of Twitchers. They could probably look it up for you.
They know your pitching numbers. I don't know if they know your batting numbers.
Okay.
No. I don't know. Did you hit it all in college?
A few times, not like consistently.
You hit as much as Chaz McCormick pitched in college?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Bottom 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Who are your bottom 10 quarterbacks in the NFL? Blankers, what do you got? Let's go 10th worst to first worst.
Okay, one is the absolute worst, right?
Okay. Yeah. So give me the 10th one.
So 10 to me is Russell Wilson.
Okay, yeah, he's on my list. I couldn't find him at first, but I have him as well. I have him a little different, but I have him as well.
All right. 9, Drake May.
Wow, he didn't crack my bottom 10. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I like that our list is different
here. All right. 8, Bryce Young.
He was on my bottom 10. Okay. Yeah, he's in my bottom 10. I think he can graduate, but he was in my bottom 10.
Possible. Yep. 7, I'm going rating him as they sit in my mind right now, Caleb Williams.
He's in my bottom 10.
Okay. 6, Cam Ward.
Not in my bottom 10.
Yeah,
I like Ward.
Yeah, I got to see him as a rookie.
That's fair.
Yeah. 5, J.J. McCarthy. You know I don't think highly of him.
He's in my bottom 10, too. And I think higher of him than you, but he's also in my bottom 10.
4, Justin Fields.
In my bottom 10.
Okay. 3, Joe Flacco.
Wow, that's respect to Flacco. He's in my bottom 10, but he's lower than 3.
Okay. 2, Anthony Richardson.
Okay. All right. I forgot about Anthony Richardson.
Oh, there you go.
I know why I don't have Anthony Richardson.
Because you think it's going to be
Whenever we talked about it the other day, we said Jones.
Oh, I thought we said.
I think we said Jones, but it doesn't matter. Okay. Irregardless.
Yeah, Colts quarterback. Okay.
Either one's really going to be there.
Yeah, and 1, Spencer Rattler.
I don't think you listened to whenever we went to these guys are the starting quarterbacks the day before the show. We went through every team and said their starters.
Whether, again, whether it's
and two of those guys were on the list.
Okay, one, Saints. Two, Colts. Three, Browns. How about
fair.
That?
That's fair. That's fair. But you had two guys that we proclaimed as backups. But you're right. They would probably still be on the bottom 10. So my bottom 10, it was pretty close to yours, a little differently. I had Tua at 10.
Ooh.
I am not a Tua fan.
I'm
not a huge fan of Tua.
Yeah, I wish I'd put that on my list as well. I'm a little envious of it.
Don't have take lock, Brian.
It's not take lock. It's the opposite.
Number 9, I have Bryce. So you had Bryce too. I actually think that Bryce still has a chance to be all right, though. I like Canales there. Can go watch him tomorrow, joint practice. I have Caleb Williams as the 8th worst quarterback in the NFL. I have J.J. McCarthy at 7. A little higher on Fields than you are. Mm-hmm. I think he's an elite runner at the position. Number 6, I have Russell Wilson at 5, 5th worst, a little over the hill. In fact, I don't think he's going to start there for like more than 8 games. I think they're going to hand it over to Jackson Dart pretty quickly. Number 4, I have Aaron Rodgers. You didn't have Rodgers in your bottom 10.
I think he's going to be all right in Pittsburgh.
You love Aaron Rodgers.
I don't.
A lot of respect for Aaron Rodgers.
Respect is different.
I have Daniel Jones at 3. I have Joe Flacco as the 2nd worst quarterback in the NFL that we project to be starters. And then I have Shuck as the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. So Tua, Bryce, Williams, McCarthy, Fields, Wilson, Rodgers, Jones, Flacco, Shuck.
So I went in a similar vein with my 10th worst that you did with Tua. This might be a little controversial, but I am completely out on Kyler Murray. He is my 10th worst quarterback.
The greatest athlete on the planet
Earth. Did you see that interception he threw?
It was a bad throw.
There was no one. No one.
It really?
In the area. Making it worse is apparently he threw it no look, which, what are you doing?
In preseason, he's working on things.
What, we're just goofing around?
It's preseason.
What is he working on? No-look passes?
He's trying not to get hurt.
He's not good enough to be throwing no-look passes.
He thinks he's good enough, though.
Yeah, he does. He does think he's good enough.
I would like to buy Kyler Murray for what he's worth and sell him for what he thinks he's worth. Because he thinks he's a top 5 quarterback in the world.
It'd be a good investment.
He does.
9th worst, I had Fields, then Caleb, then Bryce Young. I'm the only one that put this guy on the list. I know I'm putting on him because it's a short sample size.
Jordan Love?
Michael Penix. I know he looked decent in his 3 games last year, but it was decent. Like I want to see more.
He got into a fight today.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, that was a dumb move too.
Did you see it?
Did he punch somebody with their helmet on?
I didn't see the video.
No.
That would be really dumb.
I didn't see it. But the description was he got caught in the bottom of the pile.
Oh,
ooh,
with
that's
multiple
not good.
Players. That's stupidity.
What's up, Kirk Cousins?
Yeah. Well, can he move any better? I think I might take Michael Penix on one leg. So he was 5th worst, then J.J. McCarthy, then Russell Wilson, Joe Flacco, whoever the Colts quarterback is, and Tyler Shuck.
Okay. All right. So we're all pretty good.
Yeah, we have a couple that differ. Like only one of us has Tua, one of us, Kyler, only one of us has Ward. But a lot of it is pretty similar.
Texter says no Trevor Lawrence. None of us had Trevor Lawrence in our bottom 10, huh?
He was close.
No. He was
on the bubble.
I gave it a look, but I just kept thinking, would I rather have Lawrence or this guy? And the answer was Lawrence. So.
To Brian's list, the two that were closest on the bubble for me were Trevor Lawrence and Penix.
Would you rather have Lawrence or Tua?
Sorry?
Would you rather have Trevor Lawrence quarterbacking your team or Tua?
I would take Tua.
Caleb Williams or Lawrence?
Lawrence.
I think Caleb's going to pass him. Well, I don't know. Lawrence has a chance to be okay this year. That's going to be a good offense, I think. Like, good. Maybe good's not the right word. A better offense.
Good coaching.
We think.
Offensively. Offensively alone.
Yeah. No Trevor Lawrence from any of us. Texture, don't see how people are so down on Caleb. He had a solid rookie year with no line and a terrible OC. I would argue solid rookie year.
He did get dealt a terrible offensive line. He also had maybe the best group of targets a rookie quarterback has ever gotten. So
yeah.
Then they said he's not picking up Ben Johnson's offense.
Yeah, the reports have not been great for him.
If it depends, this year is going to be vital for him. If he's not good in this offense with Ben Johnson, a beefed up offensive line, sorry for the pun, still very good receivers, a really good trio, decent running game. If Caleb Williams struggles this year, drafted a rookie tight end, red flags will be going up on Caleb Williams.
Like all over them.
He went from a very bad situation with a good receiving corps, but a bad situation, bad offensive line. I thought it was a bad coaching staff. Might be the best situation for a quarterback to be in the NFL. If they're up there, the top 5 best quarterback situations in the NFL. If Caleb Williams is a bottom 10 quarterback this year, he has shown us his true colors.
Absolutely. Yeah, because, I mean, what you'd want from your quarterback is to be able to elevate those around him. He would firmly show in that situation you just painted that he's a guy that would have to have everything around him, and you still get bottom 10. So.
But one thing that we failed to mention as to why Caleb Williams is going to be very good in his sophomore season.
I feel a joke coming.
It's not a joke. It's sincerity. You're going to think I'm joking, but I'm not. It's true, it's sincere, and I mean it from my heart.
This is a joke.
This
isn't
is
a joke.
Worse by the second.
Yeah. Case Keenum is his backup quarterback. He has the greatest quarterback coach in the world in his quarterback room.
Our beloved coach.
You're like mocking that. I believe that. I do think that Case Keenum is the greatest quarterback coach in the entire world.
So take it a step further. Is that going to devastate CJ Stroud this year, losing Case Keenum?
It's not good. You just hope that he was able to soak up enough of Case Keenum in the 2 years that he was there that he's able to carry that on with him for the rest of his life.
So JT Barrett doesn't count?
What do you mean?
JT Barrett is the quarterback coach in that room.
No, I think Case is a better quarterback coach than JT Barrett. You disagree?
JT Barrett, that's the kid from Ohio State.
He was a quarterback at Ohio State.
Right?
Yeah. I think he's a grown man now.
He's not that far removed from Ohio State.
So Barrett or Keenum, who would you rather have coach your quarterbacks?
I might go your way.
There you go, Keenum. He's the greatest quarterback coach in the world. Gerard Johnson second. Case Keenum's number one.
I wonder if CJ had to be consoled by Dalton Schultz when he found out Keenum left.
Okay, Baytown baddie. Baytown not so baddie. Baytown
definitely not a baddie.
Baddie. Yeah.
Northside baddie.
Now Kingwood, but Deer Park.
No mention of Geno Smith. I wouldn't mention Geno here. I like Geno more than the other two guys here. Geno didn't crack your bottom 10.
No.
No.
None of us.
All right. So what's our consensus?
So our consensus is I'll go. You want me to go worst to first? Or mm-hmm. Okay. Worst to first. Worst. No, that doesn't work. Worst to 10th worst. Saints we have is the worst.
Okay.
Tyler Shuck, whoever. Colts second. Browns third. J.J. McCarthy fourth. Then we have a tie at fifth between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, followed by Caleb Williams at 7, Bryce Young at 8, Aaron Rodgers only on Jeremy's vote alone at 9, and then Michael Penix and Cam Ward are tied for 10th.
Y'all like old men.
I guess so.
Y'all like old men. Y'all didn't have Rodgers in the list. Nope. Y'all both had Wilson more respected than I did. And then y'all's love for Flacco is weird. Y'all have Flacco ahead of Colts quarterback?
You respected Wilson more than I did.
Yeah, because he's
old. Oh, the blankers.
Yeah.
How do you have Flacco ahead of
Because you just mentioned Jones. The reason why Fields has value because he runs. I think both guys with the Colts can at least run. I don't think Flacco can run.
No, definitely not. He's a statue.
Okay, so who was your second worst quarterback?
The Colts quarterbacks.
Yeah, he had
Colts. You have Flacco better than the Colts quarterbacks.
Because I think he can throw better than both of those quarterbacks.
You were just arguing for the Colts quarterbacks.
I'm defending.
I thought I was in the wrong there. I thought I confused his second worst quarterback.
I think you did argue the opposite.
He was arguing for the Colts.
Because I'm not doing it to justify who's ahead of who. I'm doing it to answer his argument that it's just we don't like the olds.
My point was how in the world do you have Flacco ahead of the Colts quarterbacks?
Because at least Flacco could throw the ball.
Mm. You had Flacco third worst or second worst?
I had Flacco third worst.
You had Colts quarterbacks below Flacco?
We both did.
No. I had the Colts quarterbacks the second worst behind Chuck, and then Flacco after them.
Yeah, me too. That's what I'm saying. We both had. Those were our bottom three.
So Flacco was your last one?
No.
No. Okay. I had Chuck as my worst.
Okay.
The Colts is my
so
second worst.
So y'all both have the Colts quarterbacks worse than Flacco.
Yes.
Yes. Our bottom three was exactly the same.
Anthony Richardson completed 47% of his passes last year.
Daniel Jones is their starter, we proclaimed the other day.
Yeah, I don't abide by that rule.
I can't believe y'all have Flacco ahead of those guys.
You would rather start Anthony Richardson than Joe Flacco.
Yes, and I would run the ball every single play. And I would have a better chance
to win. And he would make it to the second quarter.
Yeah, he would tap out. That's why I have two guys who can run.
So what are we talking about?
why do running backs not play 100% of the snaps in the NFL anymore? Because they get worn out.
Yeah.
They get tired. They can't handle the physicalness for an entire game. Why do the Colts have two running quarterbacks? Because they can't play the entire season. They need two of those suckers.
They're going to need another one.
Might. Who's their third string?
I don't know. I think Ellinger's gone.
Is Minshew in
Vegas? No, he's Mahomes' backup.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, Riley Leonard. I heard he's actually looking good.
A runner.
Yeah.
There we go.
They should run the ball 80 times.
So this is quarterback by committee.
It's like the Astros bullpen. All right, 713-780 ESPN HRMP listener line. We've been looking at this NFL top 100 list for a little while now. Yeah, I think we found out today that Nico has definitely been snubbed. I think Danielle Hunter might be snubbed too. I'll tell you what we mean next. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You found the Killer Bees, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Looking at this Josh Hader thing.
Which one?
That admin, our admin posted out. Can the Astros survive if Josh Hader misses the rest of the season? I think they can survive.
Survive, yes.
Can they thrive?
Thrive is the key question.
Are you nitpicking the wording there?
No, I think it's one of the better ones. No, I'm not at all.
Okay.
Now, I haven't watched the video, so I might nitpick that.
Yeah.
But I don't know that. I shouldn't have said that. They're going to fire me. The ESPN Houston Listener Appreciation Party's back. We'll be giving away tickets all month, and the only way to get it in is by winning. The party will be September 5th, 6:30 to 9:30 at St. Arnold. Today we'll be giving away 9 pairs of tickets on the ESPN Houston app. Contest is live now, so just go to or download the app and enter to win the contest. So download the ESPN Houston app, enter to win, and maybe you'll see us. I got bad news today about this ESPN Houston Listener Appreciation Party.
What's that?
By the way, I was told by the bosses we're playing a Listener Party Appreciation Who Said It.
Oh, I heard that.
I can confirm that.
Whose idea was that?
I think you know.
Joe's.
Yep.
That was Joe's.
I might have to.
Now, I will say,
call in sick that day.
You may. Well, I don't know if Joel will like this.
But you don't have to play.
Yeah, you're not competing. You're reading the quotes.
Yeah. It's just the game. It's not a fan of the game. I'm reading the quotes.
Well, you and Joel are.
I'm the game maker.
Yeah, we're basically the
host,
stumpers.
I would say, more than game maker.
I'm going to pout the whole time. Well, at least I have St.
That's Arnold different
Fear.
Than.
That'll be good. I don't pout much.
Except for in that game every week.
I do pout a lot in the game.
Yeah, 100%.
I get all my pouting out in those 15 minutes.
You sure about that?
I don't pout much.
That's different.
I try
None
not to pout.
Much.
I try not to complain. I mean, no one's perfect. I mean, I pout a little. I complain a little.
All right.
There's certain things I try not to do that still rear their ugly face.
Sassy. Still so you better not pout. You better not cry.
No, we can go with that. Mm-hmm. That's good. Israel saying that Joe Flacco already got beat out by Anthony Richardson.
Shocker.
It's true, though. He's right.
I think he got beat out by Daniel Jones.
Well, time out.
No, last year.
The year before when Flacco was with the Colts, Flacco won more games than Richardson.
That can't be right.
When he came back. Because remember, Richardson got hurt, and then Flacco led him on a run.
You're talking about that was with the Browns.
Yeah, I don't know if he won more games. I don't doubt that it could be close, but I don't know if they won more games.
I mean, there's the internet. The internet exists. We can look into this. Let's see. Anthony Richardson last year. He was 6-5 last year, Anthony Richardson. 6-5 ain't the worst. He 6-5.
So Flacco won 3 games?
Did the Colts win that many games last
year? I thought
year?
They won 9 last year.
Flacco was 2-4.
Okay, they won 8.
Richardson won 3 times as much as Flacco. Yeah, how in the world do y'all have Flacco ahead of Colts quarterback?
I would I took the question as, you know, life on the line, who could win a game? I'd rather
life
have Flacco
on the line,
than Anthony Richardson.
Richardson taking himself out.
Yeah, I'd rather have Flacco than Anthony Richardson. 100%. Dude completes 47% of his passes. He can't compete.
He won 3 times as many games with Flacco in the exact same situation.
Wins aren't a quarterback stat. We could do that with Jimmy Garoppolo,
you're right,
Derek Carr.
But they are a winning stat whenever everything around you is the same. They literally quarterbacked the same team.
Do we know that the teammates around them were the same every week? There couldn't have been injuries
affected
one versus the other?
I mean, Flacco played 6 games. Richardson played 11. Like, I mean, there's enough games where, like, that's enough body of work where they're playing with similar pieces.
I think Richardson also had the benefit at the end of playing when Jonathan Taylor went nuts and he was getting, like, 200 yards every week.
Well, who was handing him the ball?
Elite handoffs? Is that what we're talking about?
I mean, he's great. Now, the element of run, I think, is beneficial for running backs, though. Like, if we really want to have, like, a, you know, significant, substantial conversation, I do think mobile quarterbacks enhance running backs.
I would agree with that. Yeah,
in
the
fact,
backside defender has to hold, yeah.
It's been proven. Like, there are running back numbers that boost because you're playing with mobile quarterbacks. Like, I wonder what kind of boost we see with the Jets backfield with Breece Hall, because he has an elite rusher
don't
at the quarterback
my
position.
Boy from Wisconsin either.
That's the thing.
Boy, did he look good.
I don't trust Breece.
That's the thing I was getting to. Like, I wonder how much of a work share that becomes, though. Because I like the boost of mobile quarterback for Breece Hall, but I hate that Braylon Allen is coming right up in the rear with Breece Hall.
Pause. Jeez.
You guys can be perverts all you want. It's not going to change my lingo. Because y'all both reacted. What do you mean, you guys?
I just paused. Did that intentionally.
To hear what you said.
You did that intentionally.
No, I didn't.
Sure, I've got drops. Which one?
No,
do you want?
I don't want it in the butt. I want it
that
in the rib.
That was not intentional.
I don't do any of those intentional. Reading the holes and penetrating through them. I do none of those.
I would love to just fill every hole.
I don't think that way. I don't.
Hold that last one. Where'd that?
I don't think I would love to just fill every hole.
And part the reason that you have so many is because I don't even think about it. Because I don't even allow myself to think about it, because I'm not a pervert like you children.
Not true.
It is true.
I think you think about it.
I do not.
You don't emote to it. You try to non-play it.
Plays to it.
I promise you, I do not. I do not. I'm not.
I would love to just fill every hole.
I'm not going to change the way that I speak because you guys are going to be silly school children about it. He said penetrate. Oh my goodness. Oh.
He's really good to reading the holes and penetrating.
He's a running back. He's very good at that. It's one of his strengths. If you guys want to laugh about it and be children about it, feel free.
I am.
Feel free. But I'm not doing it intentionally. I think it's very obvious.
I think you
I'm
did
not.
That last one intentionally.
I did not.
I really don't know.
I was struggling.
There was a little bit of, usually was, you know sell it, but there was a look on your face for that one. There's a little bit of a look.
You know why there was a look on my face? Because okay. I was struggling to phrase what I was trying to articulate.
And that's what you came up with?
Accidentally, yes. Wasn't my finest moment. But how much of Braylon Allen do you think will be the work share for the Jets?
Oh, I think he's going to get a lot of carries.
Yeah, I would say
40% at least.
I've been drafting some Braylon Allen.
He looks really good.
Based on what? Like, I'm not doubting you, but like, why do we think? Because like reporters,
I heard a lot, and then I watched him this last weekend, and it wasn't just like we were talking about with Nick Chubb. It wasn't just find hole, hit hole. It was the cutbacks.
Pause.
It was the ability to get yards after first contact. It was, I mean, he looks like he could be running back one. I know he won't be, but yeah. He looks really good.
No, I've heard the same things, too. I was just curious where you're getting your sources.
Well, I watched the game.
I buy stock on these players routinely. So
he also looked pretty good last year in the limited action he got.
He did. Yeah. The thing that I don't love about Allen, how was he out of the backfield catching the football?
Ain't great.
He didn't do it a lot. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know if college running backs are just not good at it or they're just not asked to.
That offense is weird.
Yeah.
You got Fields, Breece Hall, Braylon Allen. Their receivers are weird. I love Garrett Wilson.
He's gonna take a hit, though.
I don't know, because who named their second receiver?
Allen Lazard.
Yeah, Josh Reynolds. Like, they have nobody at the number two position. Mason Taylor has a chance to be all right.
You know why they value
running
back?
They value the running game. But they're going to be a weird team.
All they're going to do is run the football. He's not going to be able to throw. I think Garrett Wilson's going to be the one that suffers the most.
I think he'll get enough.
I think their running backs are going to pay. It'll pay off, like to Jeremy's point, with a running mobile quarterback. They're actually going to have decent years. I don't think Garrett Wilson's going to have a good year.
Yeah.
Well, define not a good year, like sub 1,000? Because I think he's having, I think he'll get over 1,000.
Games, he'll get over 1,000 yards, but it's going to be tight.
See, his talent has been way better than his production, because I think talent-wise, he's like a top 7 receiver. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His production's not been top 7. You don't think his talent's top 7?
I think it's I'd put him closer to 10. I'd have to think it through.
Disagree. I think he's more talented than A.J. Brown.
Oh, man, you hate A.J. Brown.
You really do.
I did commit to the bit there. I think he's incredibly talented.
I'm not saying he's not talented.
7 receivers.
7
you might be right. But Chase is definitely one.
Yeah.
We're going just strictly talent. We're not going productivity,
sure.
Right? Okay, so Justin Jefferson. How are you feeling about Jefferson's hammy, by the way?
A little nervous.
How bad is Addison?
He's suspended 3 games.
3 games, yeah.
But also, didn't he get hurt?
No, he's fine.
I thought he got hurt in the Texans game.
I think he's fine. Okay. I was reading up a little bit on him today. You might be right, but I don't think that's the case. I think he's all right. So we were at 2. CeeDee Lamb for sure.
Yeah, he's 3.
CeeDee Lamb is above him. Who else we got?
Puka, I'd put above him.
Puka's scaring me with the Stafford thing.
Sure, we're just talking.
I don't think
Puka's talent,
more
though.
Talented than Garrett Wilson. I really don't. I think Garrett Wilson's more talented than Puka. Puka's been in way better situations, has produced far better numbers. If I were drafting a team today, I would draft Garrett Wilson ahead of Puka Nacua. I think he's more talented than Puka. Plus, Puka's also had a little bit of injury concerns in his career. He's been hurt in both of his seasons.
He's produced way bigger than Garrett Wilson's ever produced.
I concede to that. But his situations have been far better than Garrett Wilson's seasons.
I mean, Stafford did miss a lot of games. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. Like, it's not like he's only played with QB1.
Yeah, I mean, Sean McVay or Nathaniel Hackett, Brian.
Fair. I'm not saying the Jets have it worse. I'm just saying Puka hasn't played with a perfect
situation.
So that
one's for debate. Chase, Lamb, Jefferson. Neighbors, to me, is more talented than Garrett Wilson.
BTJ?
Nico?
Yes.
Nico, I would agree, is more talented. Amon Ra?
Yes.
I don't think he's more talented than Garrett Wilson. I really don't.
I don't either. To be honest,
I mean,
Amon
Ra, stud possession receiver,
receiver versus guy that's got all the athleticism, can catch it in traffic, but can go get it deep.
Brian Thomas, I would give you Brian Thomas for sure. I love Brian Thomas. Six, Drake London.
That
one's close.
I don't know.
That one's tight, man.
I don't know.
I like Drake London too.
Drake was great last year.
He got
with
a real slow start in the league, but yeah, he's come on.
Drake was great last year with mediocre.
I'm no on Brown. Ladd McConkey.
No.
Tyreek.
No.
I wouldn't at this stage of his career. T. Higgins?
No.
Marvin Harrison?
Not yet.
I think
that's seven.
I think he is.
That's seven. That's right on the cusp.
Well, we disagreed on
right
that's seven for you. We
it's right on the cusp.
Yeah, we disagreed on a couple.
Yeah, it's right on the cusp. I feel better saying top 10 than top 7.
Yeah.
But I think he's right there. I think he's right there. But he's been in awful situations. He's been in awful situations, but still has went over 1,000 yards every year.
Yeah, Zach Wilson is about as bad as it got.
I think he's so good. I think he's so good. Hopefully he like gets out of there and like he's, I don't know.
Well, he signed a contract extension. I don't think he is going to get out of there.
Yeah, these guys get out of these contracts all the time, though.
That's what Terry McLaurin's doing, right? He's making 23. He signed that 2 years ago, and he wants it to be fair market value.
That made me laugh there, Dustin. Tweeted us something funny.
You saw the tweet? I was waiting for you to see that.
Hey, not intentional. Don't worry.
Like, I would love to just fill every hole.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Let's get to the conversation we're going to have about
who's listener
Nico
line?
And Danil Hunter. What's that?
Ironic that the listener line mentioned came right after. He's dropping all those on you.
He's really good at reading the holes and penetrating through them. I see nothing wrong. That's football talk. Brian acts like an 8-year-old.
He really is. He's
they're giggling.
He went from chuckling to full-blown laughing.
He's probably snorting, too. He probably just
Well, part
can't
of it is
it.
The drop. Part of it is also how you try to no-sell it. That cracks me up.
There's nothing to sell. Nothing to sell here. Nico got snubbed. I think Danil Hunter is getting snubbed, too, in this top 100 thing. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. You're getting snubbed if you don't have a goal from Pro Dunk Hoops. Do not waste your time with the big box store goals. They're no good. The wind's going to blow them down. The rim's going to be unlevel. You're not going to like it. You might as well, if you're going to get a goal, do it right. And do it with Pro Dunk. Highest quality basketball goals you'll find. Tempered glass backboard gives you that true, sincere, authentic feel. Breakaway rim. Thick steel pole. Stainless steel hardware. It's height adjustable. And it's rust proof. And you have to have that in Houston because we know how humid it gets. Anywhere from 5 feet to 10 feet. Their new goal, Thor, too. You can raise and lower the goals with a drill. Lightning adjust feature anywhere from 5 to 10 feet in a matter of seconds. It's easy to do and it's fun to do. Their accessories, next level. LED light kits for night play, backstop nets, pull pad lettering, and lots, lots more. And you can order all of this online at ProDunk.com. Do it now, including professional installation. That's right. The pros from ProDunk will professionally install your goal at the perfect height, perfectly straight. You don't do a thing. Let the pros at ProDunk do that work for you. You'll be happy that they did because they're great at it, and it's up for debate. So give them a call right now, 281-351-9822, and visit ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Do you prefer a running back that hits the A-hole or the B-hole? I usually like
phrasing.
I'm Ryan, immature. I like the B-hole, because usually your better blockers are there. No, I don't want it in the butt. I want it in the rib cage. I want it to fill it. I'm a fan of the B-gap. I don't know why you are so childish. People were trying to log into our Google. It's not good. All right. Nico Collins, I think, has been snubbed. I think it's official. We've been monitoring this top 100 list, NFL.com. CJ Stroud was 39. The Broncos linebacker, Nick Bonito, was 38. Travis Kelce, 37, which big get on their podcast, by the way.
Oh, I wonder how they booked that.
Taylor Swift was she was having a little fun. I saw the little preview that they had. It was pretty funny. Taylor Swift's got a little personality.
She dropped a little cuss bomb on one of them.
Did she? Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
That is right.
Yeah. I see ESPN is charting the fact that they've looked up the numbers for the largest viewership in the history of a podcast to see if she blows it out of the water tonight.
They're gonna do numbers.
I think it's like 157 million.
Wow.
It was some foreign podcast.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a little personality, though. I didn't realize that. But Micah Parsons, number 36, Dallas Cowboy. Will he be a Dallas Cowboy? And then at number 35, the latest one that they had today, CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb down 22 spots to 35. He was hurt last year. Still caught 100 passes for nearly 1,200 yards. Big fan of CeeDee Lamb. If CeeDee Lamb's 35, I don't think Nico Collins is on this list, guys. I think Nico Collins has been snubbed.
The only saving grace to you not being right on this one is the fact that he was hurt last year.
He only missed two games, though. Nico played less than that, right? Didn't Nico miss three?
He did.
No, he missed more than that. He missed five. Nico played 12 games last year. Nico's not on, list.
No, he can't be ahead of CeeDee.
And it's also player vote. Are the players of the NFL voting for CeeDee Lamb or Collins? They're voting for CeeDee Lamb.
That's right.
So Nico Collins has been snubbed unofficially, but we're pretty smart. He's been snubbed, which is it's criminal to me. Criminal that Nico Collins is not on this list and Ladd McConkey was. That is criminally bad. Criminally bad.
That is a travesty, actually. Yes. I would totally agree with that. But yeah, because of your deductive reasoning, there's no way if CD's sitting there that they're going to put Nico higher.
Tua was 91, and Nico Collins is not on this list. Now, they did have a quarterback bias. I like Sam LaPorta. Would you rather have Sam LaPorta or Nico Collins?
Nico, easy.
Sam LaPorta caught 60 passes last year for 720 yards. Nico, who missed five games, caught 68 passes for over 1,000 yards. This is criminal. It is criminal.
I forget. Is T. Higgins on the list?
I think that he is.
Okay. Was he? Well, split it there. But I wouldn't vote for T. Higgins over Nico.
I didn't think T. Higgins
was
on the list. I don't remember hearing that name.
Let me look. You might be right. What were you saying, Brian?
I'm saying
he is. He's 77.
Yeah, like that. To me, there's another snub. Like I would not vote for T. Higgins over Nico Collins.
I'm a fan of T.
But not more than Nico.
I don't like him more than Nico. But I wonder if T. would outproduce Nico if he was the alpha somewhere.
I mean, he had that for a year before Chase got there,
and his numbers pretty good.
I think he was just under 1,000, but he was a rookie. So.
And he was a rookie.
Yeah,
T's pretty good. I like T, but that's a fair one. Like I would pick Nico ahead of T slightly. I don't think there's a great gap there, but I would have Nico ahead of T.
Certainly ahead of Ladd.
My biggest gap is Nico over Ladd. If we're going position by position,
that's really bad.
If we're going non-position, I mean Tua being in the top 100 is funny.
Fact. That's a fact.
Funny. We had him in our bottom 10 quarterbacks.
You did.
I had him in the bottom 10 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And he's 91st in the NFL. That's ridiculous. But I also think that this is a pretty good deductive reasoning that Danielle Hunter is also not going to be on this list. Like, is Danielle Hunter going to be over Micah Parsons? No.
Probably not.
So Danielle Hunter somehow isn't a top 100 player in the NFL, according to their players. That's a shame.
I kind of feel like Danielle Hunter's going to find his way on.
He's going to be ahead of Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb.
He won't be ahead of Parsons. Why does that mean? Because
they count down. That means you have to be a top 34 player. 36? There's no way Danielle Hunter's ahead of Parsons and CeeDee Lamb. No way.
But Danielle Hunter's had more sacks over the last couple of years, hasn't he?
They're not looking at sack totals whenever they put together this.
I mean, if you're comparing those two guys, and he had a lot more sacks than Micah Parsons.
Sure, but this is more of a popularity contest.
Okay, but I think that I think that if the players are voting, they realize all the ways that Danielle Hunter and start with the sacks.
How confident are you?
Not very.
I mean, Joe Danielle Thomas Hunter, got votes, what, 3 years
and
after
they had the
retirement?
Same amount of sacks last year, too, by the way. Danielle Hunter had 12 sacks last year. Micah Parsons had 12 sacks last year. Now Danielle Hunter 2 years ago had 16 and a half. But Parsons had 14. Mm-hmm. I mean, Parsons is he's two-time AP first team. Last year he was, or 2 years ago, he was AP second team.
Maybe the Texans Danielle are going to be Astros not, treatment.
He's not going to be ahead of Micah Parsons.
Neither one of them are going to be on the list.
Last year, Danielle Hunter was on the list, but he was 68th. Like, he's going to jump? He's going to jump to the top 30? He's not on the list.
That's insane, though, that they think the season he had last year warrants him dropping 32 spots plus.
Right. But, yeah, but he was 68th coming off a 16.5 sack year.
Right.
So he's not going to be ahead of Micah Parsons whenever he had 12 sacks last season.
There's no
he's
way.
Unranked, Danielle Hunter.
Yeah, they're both going to get snubbed.
Yeah, they've
and
been
the
snubbed.
The Texans are basically, there's a bias against the Texans on this list.
I think there's a bias against sex, or I don't think they view sexy. What? Sexy? I can't say sexy. Like, look, I remember
that's what you said the first time, but okay.
They have a bias against some things.
Yeah.
Sexy. Yeah, that's what I said.
He didn't really include the Y there the first
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
It took you, the Y you took a while to come out.
There might have been a pause.
Yeah.
There might have been a pause, but it was. I think it was a continuation if we're bringing NBA rules. But, like, I don't know. Like, there must be something there, though, that they just, for some reason, they don't view. Maybe I still think, going back to the conversation we had last time, I think there's something to Nico not doing much his first 2 years, and there's just a delayed reaction to realizing how great he's been the last
probably.
Two seasons.
But that doesn't work for the Danielle Hunter
it
thing.
Does
like,
not,
how is
no.
Andrew Van Ginkel 88th, and Danielle Hunter is going to be unranked?
Do you think that's maybe they view, we're only putting one Texans pass rusher on, maybe. Will Anderson greater sign Danielle Hunter?
Now, they did last year, but it was a little different because it was a guy from the Vikings. The
right.
previous year.
And Will Anderson
maybe.
Wasn't ranked last year.
It could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been. And again, look, NFL players don't know ball.
Yeah, Joe Thomas.
They don't know ball. Like, how are you putting
lay off
Vlad McConkey on this top 100 list, but you're not including Nico Collins? NFL players who, remember, NFL players voted for this thing. They do not know ball. It's evident. Let's get to our car wreck of the day. This is item number one. 713-780-ESPN. What is your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN
97.5. Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Found the Killer Bees, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Brandon.
Son of Brown's music. He's pitching in the rubber game tonight against the Red Sox. 6-0-10 first pitch. 6-0-10.
6-0-10.
That's legitimate, though. We usually say 6-0-5 when they're playing during our show. They actually do play at 6-10 today. A rare 6-10 start for the Houston Astros at the Dyke. But Hunter Brown hopefully pitches well, going up against Bueller. Astros should win this game. Boy, they need a get-me-right game. The hater news, blown out yesterday. They need a win tonight.
Walker Buehler ain't great either.
Buehler, no. All right, let's get to our car wreck of the day, Brian.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Let me see. You prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wreck of the day. What is yours? 713-780-3776. Keep it here after us. Comicast at 8, Swarmcast at 7, Destination 2026 coming up at 6. What is your car wreck, Bunker?
I had a couple. One with Brian in mind, because I'm sure he saw this, but if you saw some of the videos surfacing of the interviews done with Vince McMahon.
Oh, for Hulk Hogan's, yeah.
He looks like he's dead.
Oh, he's looked like that with the mustache. Like, he's looked like Mussolini for about 5 years now.
He literally looks like either the worst wax museum character of himself, or the fact that he looks like he's already passed away. Because I barely recognized him when I saw some of those videos.
I haven't seen him.
Oh my God! And some of the people were saying between the bad plastic surgery and just a whole bunch,
the mustache is terrible.
It's awful.
How old is he now?
Early 80s, I think.
79.
Okay. A couple years off.
Maybe he's gearing up for Return to the Ring.
Let's hope not.
That's how old Flair is, right? He's still doing matches?
No, Flair's younger than that. Yeah, and he almost died during that last match.
And I mentioned it earlier, the other one. Michael Penix, how stupid do you have to be as a quarterback to get stuck at the bottom of a scrum fight at a joint practice after a play?
I don't like these at the bottom of the scrum, but I don't mind the fight. It shows a little, you got a little dog in him. I kind of like that.
Maybe he'll take a punch at a helmet with the fact that he needs his hand.
That's a reach. I mean, we don't know that he was punching in a helmet.
I didn't say that. I said maybe he will next time. Because the fact is your quarterback you want as far away from any danger as possible.
I like when my quarterback's got a little dog in him. I really do. Like, maybe. I don't like him in the bottom of the scrum. Certainly, he shouldn't be punching guys with his left hand. We don't know that's happening, though. I like my guy to have a little fight in him.
I'm a dog.
It's a good leader. It's a good leader.
Then yell a lot. Stay away from the violence.
Maybe he took out Bijan Robinson. Maybe they went low on Bijan. He's standing up for his guy. I don't know.
It was
the
after
context,
a long
really.
Pass play, and they were talking a lot of smack.
I like my quarterbacks to be tough. John Harris. Love John Harris. Great what he does. He does the TV on the Texans preseason games, in addition to the radio on their regular season games. But here is John Harris comparing himself to Coach Burke, the defensive coordinator, and their connections to the Ivy Leagues.
Matt Burke, the most interesting man in the world. He should be the Dos Equis guy. He's got a little bit of everything, and of course he and I jostle at one another because he's a Dartmouth guy, I'm a Brown guy. Brown University, that is.
Pause.
I don't know why he felt the need to correct himself. Everybody knew what he meant.
Yeah, they should.
I think he was feeling the awkwardness of the moment.
Yeah,
I don't talk about two white guys.
I don't think a lot of people are listening to the telecast and going, Brown. That guy, he must be.
Brown University, of course.
So was Bill O'Brien.
To clarify. They were teammates, weren't they?
I think so.
I think they were teammates. They were teammates. I mean, they're just the finest people there. I mean, I do love John Harris. John Harris.
I love one of those two people.
I do love John Harris.
And it's not
It was
Bill
just
O'Brien.
A funny moment. I'm a Brown guy. Brown University, of course. All right, what you got, Brian?
I'm nominating this moment from not that long ago.
Like, I wonder what kind of boost we see with the Jets backfield with Breece Hall because he has an elite rusher
Hopefully
at the quarterback
my
position.
Boy from Wisconsin.
That's the thing.
Boy, did he look good.
I don't trust Breece.
That's the thing I was getting to. Like, I wonder how much of a work share that becomes, though. Because I like the boost of mobile quarterback for Breece Hall, but I hate that Braylon Allen is coming right up in the rear with Breece Hall.
Oh,
it did sound
Jesus.
Bad. Yeah, not come out the way
took
that I wanted
to. A long
way
to get there, but yeah.
You knew what I meant.
Yeah.
He's approaching his number one running back status. That's the way I should have said that.
Jeremy's my vote.
Brian got nominated by Ocho, saying that BMAC thinking Puka's better than a Texas high school football product like Garrett Wilson.
So I stand by him.
And then Alex wants to nominate Kingwood Drive for the traffic it possesses.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
What wins?
You.
You.
Now, come on. Whatever. I'll wear it like a scarlet letter.
You gotta win.
Does it for us. He's Brian. Thanks for the mediocre work. He's blank on Branham. Talk to you tomorrow. Destination 2026 with Glenn Davis right now on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.